To talk to other Crappens listeners about the shows as they air, come over to facebook.com/watchwhatcrappens.
And to follow us on social media, go to watchwhatcrappens.com to find all our social media links.
And for our bonus episodes and all of our extras, come over and be a premium member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its sponsors, Christy Doherty and Mia Hansen Aloha, and our very special super subscriber sponsor, Miss Madonna Hines, Madge with a sexy J. We love you, girls. Hello, and welcome to the Watch What Crappens podcast, the podcast about all that crap we love to talk about on ye old bravs. I'm Ronnie Karam from the Rose Pricks Bachelor podcast, and also the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills audiobooks podcast over on iTunes, wherever you get your podcast fix. I'm with my gorgeous and talented little friend, Ben Mandelkerv, the B-Side Blog and the Banter Blender podcast. Hello, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. What's going on?
How's it going, darling?
I'm okay. I suffered an injury before when my tower of Taco Bell fell over on me, but so far I'm doing okay.
Fell down your throat. Everyone, thank you so much for listening to this. We just recorded our bonus episode for the week. It was super fun. We talked super about fun. A lot of stuff, like cookies, the disloyal ass Verizon guy, Ed Sheehan, Andy Cohen, crying in movies, and what it's like to be a troll on the internet.
Yeah.
As we kind of are too.
It was a great episode.
Yeah,
it
so really go was. Check that out over on patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. Also, we're going to be going on tour this year, and we're probably going to do a sporadic tour. Our first looks like it's going to be in the Bay Area, probably San Francisco. So yeah. Anyone who's out there, come to our Facebook or tweet at us at whatcrappens, some good venues that you think we should perform at.
Yeah, our goal is really to make sure this podcast follows in the footsteps of Erika Jayne. So, you know, well, I guess I'll do a show in the Bay Area and Chicago and New York and Greece.
Yeah. So list some good Honda dealerships in the San Francisco area that we should perform at. A la Erika Jayne.
Tweet at us. Tweet us suggestions.
Yes. And also next week is our 5th anniversary. So we're going to have a really fun week. We've got a lot of special guests lined up. Guests from the past. Guests from the future. Guesty guests. So come for that. That should be pretty fun. Amy Phillips is coming.
Yeah. Brian Moylan
is coming. Hopefully Matt Whitfield will be coming at some point. So it should be a fun week. So we'll see you then. Now, enough of that. Let's talk about some Vanderpump Rules.
Oh, good. This needs to be talked about. We need to get into this.
You start. Just kidding.
Okay.
Well, we you sure know, do, there's been Ben. A lot of talk I have about nothing showers. To say.
A lot of talk about showers in the news recently. And if there's anything more foul than a golden shower, it's a Katie shower. And that's what this episode was all about.
Basically, this got everybody over the Donald Trump golden shower. So we were like, okay, this was grosser.
This is more vile. This is more of a problem.
Yeah, we'll still watch Katie. So, you know, MAGA.
So anyway, the episode begins with Lisa Vanderpump in her office above Sir, and she's fat shaming Jiggy. Jiggy needs to go on the Beverly Hills diet because he's fat. He's a fat little bald dog. He's no Harrison, is he? I just feel bad for Hanky and Panky. They've just been pushed to the side this year.
No kidding. And you know, Hanky Panky have been around forever. I didn't know they were around this long. I mean, she had them in season one of Vanderpump Rules. They had a shot of Hanky and Panky.
Wow. Well, they had their moment, I guess, and now it's over.
Yeah, they got too big for their britches.
Yeah, speaking of too big for their britches, Katie shows up, and so does Tom. And Katie, as the official assistant of Lisa Vanderpump, or as I like to call her, T-O-A-O-L-V-P, 12. The 12 shows up, and she's like, "I got the new dresses." She brought some dress samples, because it's time to update the Sir uniform.
This is
And
basically why Katie is working for Lisa, so that she can sabotage the sexy outfits and turn them into fat girl clothes.
that and even and Lisa Vanderpump's like, "What is this? Is like a circus tent. What is this? A maternity dress? This is one of Kyle's moo-moos. Katie, this needs to be more form-fitting."
Darling, the restaurant is dark. We can't have people walking around in black, darling. It'll just be a bunch of floating heads and salt and pepper shakers. She's like, that's my point.
Katie's like, "I actually really like this dress because it has the salt and pepper shakers sewn in, so you don't have to even hold them anymore." Darling, no.
Lisa tells her, that's what I wear when I'm trying to hide. She's like, I know. But yeah, she really did. She's like, here's all of these are in size 8. Here's a
These
black
are
dress with sleeves. Here's a black dress with three-quarter sleeves. Here's just a black robe. A black robe.
yeah, they were
Graduation robe.
clearly. Darling, we know none of you are educated, so why even bother with these? I hope you didn't get any mortarboards. I
Finally,
don't
your
believe in
parents
torture.
can.
No, Katie. Oh, never mind.
Finally, your parents can be proud of you. We'll take pictures of you in your new graduation uniforms, darling.
Darling, I don't want a restaurant with all the waitresses look like Judge Judy, okay? I like Judge
Listen,
Judy.
if we're gonna have a dis serious discussion, please let's stand in front of the walk-in fridge.
Well, we learn that Katie's bridal shower is coming up, and Katie tells us that she's happy because, unlike all the other events, this one's about me. I'm like, you bitch, all events have been about you. Shut up. This entire season's been about you. Be grateful.
Unlike that burlap tin making session, which was all about Tom number two,
Yeah. Yes.
or that girls'
Like,
brunch that was about Tom number two.
or that tea towel crafting session, which was about Tom number two.
Yeah, poor Tom.
Yeah,
I
so
like that
Katie
she.
and
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I was just gonna say that Katie invites Lisa Vanderpump to the bridal shower.
She also tells her that she's gonna go to watch Kristen do sketch comedy, and Lisa goes, "Sketch comedy? That's the least funny person I've ever met in my life." Katie goes, "I think you'd be surprised," and she's like, "No, I wouldn't."
She's like, "Listen, I even saw Reza perform at the Improv. Kristen's worse, I know it."
I've
So
hired Peter, darling, and she's still the least funny person I've ever met in my life. So Tom and
So
Ariana and Lala at the bar, they're like, he's like, "Hey babe, how's my highlights look?" She's like, "Great." And
yeah.
Lala comes up.
Lala, now, by the way, but as we start talking about Lala, I want to mention that someone on Snapchat, who I believe her username is Shamber, something like that, she sent me one of Lala's Snapchat from yesterday, and I'm going to play it because we're recording this the day after MLK weekend, and there have been a lot of meaningful tributes, but perhaps none as meaningful as Lala's tribute to Martin Luther King. Behold.
Dude, the amount of love I have for MLK is like, I can't even explain it. Like, I love that man.
Well, I'm proud of her for knowing it's not milk. Milk Day, I'm so not celebrating that. Like, whoa.
So Lala comes in to be contrite, and her Lala is back on this thing after her whole pep talk from LVP last week. She's now back, and this Lala doesn't want to hang out with people she doesn't like. That's not what Lala does.
Yeah, Lala's definitely in third person Lala mode.
Yeah.
Which, if you've ever watched any abuse stories on Lifetime, which I know a lot of our audience has, you know that people do their like, make paintings of themselves without facial features, or talk about themselves like they're somebody else in third person. Like that little girl was so hurt. So I don't know what happened to Lala, but she'd probably be the most frustrating person to have in therapy because she would never tell you. She'd just
Yeah.
like tell you different things every week to try and make you guess what happened to her. Like,
Yeah.
well, I was late to therapy because I was with a football player. No, I mean the president. It's like,
well, I was like really distraught about Barnum and Bailey closing down. So like, I couldn't obviously come to therapy.
Barnum and Bailey is like, yeah, we're blaming us closing down on the short attention span of Americans. I'm like, how about you're closing down because people don't need to see cars coming out or clouds coming out of cars and a big old tent that smells like shit.
Okay? Did they really blame it on short attention span?
Yes.
Oh, please.
Yeah.
Please. It's called You Didn't Catch Up with the Time. Cirque du Soleil came in and redefined what circus means for a new generation of people. Okay.
Yes.
So deal with it.
If I can't see
Barnum
your throat
and Bailey, sir.
If I can't see your throat through your hoo-ha, you're not trying hard enough. Get those legs behind your head, Barnum and Bailey.
More whimsy, please. So Lala's like, I'm really sorry. If I offended you, I'm sorry. Whatever. And Tom's like, Lala, I mean, like, up to the day before you said you wanted to go. And Lala's like, is this something we're like trying to put Lala in the lion's den now? Relax, Lala. I'm always on your side, but you really have to relax in this situation.
She's like, Lala just felt like Lala is sick of being around people who don't respect Lala. And that's it. Like, Lala loves Lala. And so Lala wants to surround Lala with good people. And he's like, well, yeah, but we are good people. She's like, yeah, but I mean like Jax and stuff. And I had like a pit in my stomach.
It's called being hungry.
He's like, stop swallowing peaches whole just to like turn guys out at the bar. Ugh. Tom was so mad.
Deservedly. Like, this is how we have to find out. I signed like 10 different NDAs and you still didn't show up.
And then Sheena comes over and she's like, oh, really? You're just like a bad friend. I'm like this girl like got an RV. She's like, Lala isn't talking to non-Lalas right now, okay? Like, yeah. Well, Ariana told me about her feelings, and so now I'm reiterating them. And I was like, whoa, we've got a Barnum and Bailey replacement. Sheena just said reiterating.
I know. I mean, talk about a circus. That's what this really is.
Talk about a high wire act, Sheena.
Talk about some clown makeup, huh? Yeah, this is Send In the Clowns, a.k.a. Sheena. Good. Yeah, Sheena is hilarious. Sheena reminds me of when you're watching a cartoon. If you're ever watching a cartoon and people in the cartoon are having an argument and people start to appear in the background to emphasize the fact that the argument is getting huge and getting embarrassing, that's what Sheena is like. She's like a cartoon character who shows up in a cartoon argument in the background. Does that make sense?
Yes.
It's like, you know, yes. People be arguing, all of a sudden people pop up in the background, the animators put them in.
Yes.
That's what Sheena is. She's like, I'm here.
And there's like tons of different copies, but the only thing they have to move is like make their eyes bigger all at one time.
Yeah. That's what Sheena is. So she just shows up and she decides to hop into this argument. Like, I can't believe it, Grandpa. It's like, Sheena.
You know that Sheena's just doing that because she has a weekend with the girls and she wants to be like, you guys, I told Lala for you. Because I'm friends with you guys. That a Lala. It's like, oh, Sheena. Yeah.
Sheena
gets here.
Saucy cred.
Yeah, and then when Lala walks away, Lala's like, well, Lala has a gift for you from Lala, so good day, sirs. And she leaves, and then Tom's like, yeah, well, I'm not good with people in my life that are gonna fuck me over. I'm like, you're best friends with Jax, and he fucked your girlfriend on your couch, so give it up, Tom.
Yeah, I would agree with that, too. I would agree with that. But I certainly would be very frustrated with Lala, especially if, you know, you went out of your way to do this and she backs out at 5 a.m. that day. Please.
Yeah,
Lala,
she's a flake. Yeah, she's just a flake.
She's a flake. So then we go to Kristen, who is I'm like
so proud of my sketch comedy troupe because we're like on the main stage of the improv. Like, seriously?
Seriously? I'm like, that's where Reza was, too. OK, doesn't mean anything.
I didn't know they even did sketch at the improv. I thought that's where they did stand up. I didn't know they had sketch teams there. Oh, my God. I have to tell you.
Yes.
The other day, I went to see my friend do a stand-up show at the Foo Bar because my friends are flying high, motherfucker, and that's where we perform. The Foo Bar. This smells like barf and bleach. Proud of it. Yeah. So anyway, I went in there, and this girl gets up, and she's like, my hand hurts because I hurt my hand, and now like I have to come over things to eat them, and I look like a claw hand trying to get a French fry. And I'm like... This is the worst. Like, I can't with this girl. She's terrible. She's slow. She looks annoyed to even have to be there. And she wasn't even joking, you know. Like, she was just, I can't listen to this idiot. I'm going to go smoke. So I came back and the room was just dead. And then she said her last little thing. She's like, okay, well, bye. And then the comic who came up after her goes, okay, well, hope your hand feels better. And everyone kind of awkwardly laughed. And I was like, oh, wow, she bombed, huh? Saw that one coming. I said, what'd she talk about? And they're like, oh, she talked about, like, homeless people and, like, you know, retarded people. She was lame. And I was like, wait a second. That's the girl from Vanderpump Rules.
Was it Rachel?
Yes. And I missed her set because I was like, she's so terrible, I'm going to smoke. So that's how much she sucks. So I have to say, Ariana was dead right about that girl.
Yeah.
So,
who would have thought?
Yeah, basically confirmed. Sorry, Rachel, but, I mean, make an effort. You're at the food bar. Do you know how many people work their entire lives to get to that point? Okay, nobody, but still.
Yeah.
Other people were funny.
Well, Kristen didn't seem to be much better because we saw Kristen opening up her sketch comedy show by getting up on stage there and saying, "I'm so happy to be here hosting Saturday Night Live." And I was like, "Hey, Kristen, it's not SNL." "What? Seriously?" Waiting for like, the rim shot.
In LA, you got to worry because, you know, girls, some people are dumb enough to think they are like hosting SNL. You never know. People got some delusion out here, especially Kristen. They're like, yeah. "No, you're not on SNL, Kristen." She's like, "Yeah, well, comics drink free, right?" He's like, "No." And Peter just looks so sad. He's like, "This is the one night I've left my house, and it was for this."
Yeah, the editors were actually kind to her because the only person laughing was Brittany, and they kept on playing this Foley of the audience laughing. You kept hearing the audience laughing, but if you looked around, no one was laughing except Brittany, you know, because Brittany was just like, "Look, there's a lady on stage and there's bricks. I love bricks."
Well, hey, that lady looks like Kristen.
"I'd love Saturday Night Live. Where's Dana Carvey?
Do you think Alex Baldwin is here?" "I loved him in Sliver." That's the wrong.
"Is Victoria Jackson still on this show? You know, she's my favorite of the Jackson 5.
Oh, she took such good care of Michael. So, yeah, Brittany was like, she definitely had that going on. And then Kristen's like, "All right, everybody, well, thanks for coming. Like, have fun, get wasted, and be sure that you don't take comedy too seriously." Like, making a dig at Ariana for taking comedy seriously.
Yeah.
And I was like, nice inside joke to an entire entire audience that doesn't give a fuck, you idiot.
Brittany's like peeing her pants. "You see what she did there? She talked about comedy, but she said serious, like a lot of wordplay. Like, I get it, like pass the shark cutie replays."
"I'd like to order some charcuterie. Y'all got cute sharks. Put it on a wood plate. I'll eat it up. You can give me anything with the cracker and I'll eat it.
And you can give me a massage afterwards because I love being a misogynist." So now it's time for Kristen's troupe to do a little skit. And they're doing a fake commercial about dick pics. And it's like a fake service that turns dick pics into little masterpieces. And they basically took pictures of dicks and basically added them onto famous paintings like A Starry Night or whatever.
Or a happy birthday card. I'm like, you guys need to like straighten out your game here. Okay.
So
they go from like Picasso to a happy birthday card. It's like, wait, which one of these was Kristen in charge of? Let me guess.
They're like, "Hey, Kristen, we told you to get something from the Impressionist period, not the shoebox area of the Hallmark store."
"What? I'm impressed with birthday cards."
So it turns out that the picture of the dick that they were using was Jax's dick from one of his dick pics. And Katie, of all people, is the one who identifies it, which I thought was very curious. And what I loved was that when – you know, Jax tells Brittany, like, "Nah, they just pulled it off a website." But Jax is telling us about it. And it reminded me of Arrested Development when Michael tells, David Cross's character. He says to David Cross, "Listen, what you got to do is you got to bring a tape recorder around and listen to what you say. Because Jack, in regards to his dick pic, he's like, listen, I just want a heads up. I'm like, I think that's what got you in this problem in the first place.
He also goes, that's kind of a low blow. Look, man, this whole thing's coming to a head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just...
Oh, Jax. He's like, how could you leak that? Oh, Jax.
And he goes, and he says, well, I guess my dick went viral. Jax, I mean, it's like you just keep saying these things.
Yeah, he's like, it's so cheesy. Oh, Jax. And Brittany's like, that may not be yours. And then he tells a story that he... who tells the story? Someone tells the story of how this happened. Jax, Tom number two. He's like, well, Jax sent, you know, a dick pic, and then he did what he does. He jacks somebody, which is also, like, awkward in this context. But he sent this picture, and the girl got mad, and so she tweeted it, and it went, you know, viral, which is also another awkward word. And Tom saw and he recognized Jack's dick because of his shoes. And then they show Tom the Sandoval picture, and it's like dirty white Converse. It's like, wait a second. This is a fishy group.
But of course, Tom Sandoval recognizes by the shoes. Like, yeah, man, like Jax never cleans his shoes. And I'm always like, Jax, you got to clean them. Like, it's sort of like hurtful that you don't. Like, how could you not clean your shoes? And so I see the dirty shoes. I'm like, that's classic Jax.
Yeah. Last time I was sucking Jax's dick, I was like, God damn, your shoes are dirty, dude.
So now Brittany gets mad, which is surprising because nothing has made her mad really all season long, and now almost she's like, I would have liked a heads up, like, I can't believe you used that dick, it's like really humiliating to me, like, I recognize that dick immediately. I'm like, why? Because of all the warts on it? But like, I get it. And she was mad at Kristen, and Kristen's like, seriously
like, what? I thought it would be funny.
It's like, yeah, but I can't believe you do that to me. I'm real hurt.
He's like, okay. And Stassi says, I didn't even recognize his dick. Like, I wouldn't recognize any of my boyfriend's dicks. I'm like, oh my God. I know you're trying to be hilarious right now, but that is probably so true that it just makes everybody sad.
Oh, poor Stassi.
She's like, they're either like this or like that. Like, dicks are gross. I'm like, oh, Stassi.
Yes. Well, this whole thing was rather unappetizing, but I'll tell you what is appetizing, Ronnie.
What, Ben?
Food. Food is appetizing.
Really? Right after Jax's dick pic?
Well, we need to restore people's faith. You know, people are listening to this. They probably were getting ready for lunch or dinner, and they've lost their appetite. We need to bring that appetite back.
Well, so, if you're thinking about the yeast infection that Brittany's probably carrying around from Jax's penis, instead think about wheat. What could you do with that yeast that's positive?
There are a lot of things. So one thing that we really like to do when it comes to cooking, and we talked a lot about cooking on our bonus episode, is we are in love with HelloFresh. HelloFresh is a meal kit delivery service that makes cooking fun, easy, and convenient.
Yep. Each week, HelloFresh creates new delicious recipes with step-by-step instructions designed to make around 30 minutes for everybody, from novices to seasoned home cooks, short on time.
Yeah. HelloFresh. Yeah. HelloFresh. Yeah, HelloFresh literally sources the freshest ingredients measured to the exact quantities needed, so there's like no food waste. Like, I can't believe like you haven't apologized for wasting all that food previously.
Yeah, Lala wants to employ a full-time registered dietitian on staff who reviews each recipe for Lala to ensure that Lala is nutritionally balanced.
Seriously, I can't believe you had to sign an NDA, because with HelloFresh, you don't have to. All your food is delivered to your doorstep in a special insulated box for free.
Yeah. Darling, just go to HelloFresh and use your promo code CRAPPINS, darling, for $35 off your first week of deliveries. Visit HelloFresh.com and enter promo code CRAPPINS when you subscribe.
Actually, I think we have a different promo code than just Crappins. I think we have something a little different. I think it's HelloFresh35, believe it or not.
Oh, really? Well, yeah, that is crazy. Right,
yeah, I'll double check. You want to make sure it's all proper. But I think we have a different promo code. I'm looking right now, everyone. But while we look this up, I can say, and we mentioned before that the HelloFresh stuff is really good. Like, I literally, it has changed the way I've made burgers and pork chops. And I keep on mentioning that, but it's really important because I used to never make pork chops. And now an entire new food category has opened up to me because of the recipe I learned with HelloFresh.
Yeah, so basically the way it works is they give you you get three meals, but it's actually six meals because each little meal is for two. And then they send you these recipes and they look like magazines. Like, they're beautiful pictures and all of the stuff is there that you need. And it's all separated and it's color coded for the morons out there like me. Mm-hmm. It's all color coded so you can keep them all separated. And it comes in these boxes that have these ice pack things in them. So they come to you fresh and cool, even if they're sitting on your doorstep all day, which with mine it was. And it was nice and cool and everything's just fresh and delicious in there. You just take it out and cook, darling.
Cook, darling, yes. So the promo code for HelloFresh is Crappins35. So normally it's Crappins for almost all of our things, but for HelloFresh it's Crappins35. So I want to make sure everyone knows that. So that way you get your discount, you know, because that way you can eat your food. And then while you're sitting there on your couch, full from your delicious meal, you can watch Vanderpump Rules and then follow along with the podcast.
Yes, so that's HelloFresh.com. And the promo code is Crappins35.
Yes.
So thank you there, Hello Fresh.
Speaking of fresh things, it's then the next day at Sur. And here comes Katie schlepping around paint cans. And someone on Twitter was like, I guess paint cans are the new salt and pepper.
Hiding behind all the cans.
Yeah.
And it's funny because they're called Bear. It's like, oh, girl, hiding behind a bear. So let me see. Something happened before that. Oh, well, Brittany was just telling someone that she was mad about the penis, I guess, still. Okay, yeah. So Lisa's like, oh, look at this. Pinky Von Tukey, Pepto Bismol, Purple Apple. These are all incorrect, Katie. Maybe these are for your future nursery, but not this restaurant. Why would you buy all of these, darling? She's like,
because there's purple and pink everywhere, Lisa. Darling, it looks like Grimace just exploded. Why would you do this? I know you like McDonald's, but not me.
It looks like Grimace gangbanged Hello Kitty, darling, with a bunch of Grovers. This is not, sir. This is where you come to bring your mistress, not your Grover, darling.
Darling, it looks like someone threw a grape soda all over the walls. Are you ridiculous or what?
Yeah, Steve, Katie's kind of useless as an assistant, but, you know, needs something to do. So she's like, yeah, well, I'm tired because I went to Kristen's comedy show and, like, they made this app where it turned dick pics into art. And she's like, darling, what language is this?
She's like, what is sketch comedy?
If you're lucky enough to get a picture with Dick Cavett, you should frame it and put it in your living room, darling, like Ken did.
I think it's rather rude to be talking about Dick Clark. He just died. They give the poor man some rest.
Dick Cheney may have done some shady things, darling, but he's wonderful with the swans.
Darling, what's funny about Dick Van Dyke in a painting? He's a national treasure.
Are people wearing dickies again, darling? It's the best thing to come out of Kristen's mouth that I've ever heard.
Darling, I never knew you had such an interest in a sporting goods shop.
So, let's see.
So they're talking about dick pics, and Lisa's like, well, I've never gotten one. And Katie's like, yeah, I never got a dick pic either. I sort of missed that. And I'm like, the only pictures that she ever gets are like desultory images of iceberg lettuce and ranch dressing on the side. Hey, baby.
She's like, guys just keep sending me soft dicks. It's weird.
It's actually just pictures of tea towels, but, you know, they sort of look like penises. I don't know.
It's like, I was thinking of this hilarious sketch where guys send girls dick pics, but then when the girls see them, it turns the dick soft. Oh, Katie, your magical eyes, your magical gaze.
So then Kristen goes over to Jax's place and And so he's annoyed about this whole dick pic situation. And again, Jax, you got to work on your wording. He's like, I've got a bone to pick with you. You got to listen to what you say, Jax.
And he's like, look, I'm sorry I lied to you, babe, but, you know, I didn't want to fight at a public event.
She's like, well, that wasn't very nice. And you shouldn't be lying to your girlfriend. I don't care if it's in public. You should be honest with me.
He's like, next time, babe.
Yeah.
So Stassi's over too, because they're going to listen to the podcast that Jax did, the podcast episode Jax did. And Brittany is like, look, I just don't feel good about it. And wait, where is this? It was rude. Jax. Like, how rude. Jax, if you don't want your dick out there, stop taking pictures of your dick and sending it to people, fool. What are you getting upset about?
Yeah, whose fault is it that you're basically in a room of women that you've slept with? Okay, you're the common denominator here, and probably the lowest one too. So just remember, you have no one to blame but yourself.
Well, and so does Brittany, though, because Brittany's like, the whole room was looking at his penis, and I was hurt by it. I was very hurt. Like, girl, that's called a UTI. You need to go get that checked out.
It's called, girl, you should do some due diligence next time you fall for a guy over Instagram, okay? And watch the TV show that he's been on for the past 3 or 4 seasons, and then you won't be so surprised when these things happen.
No kidding. You've got free rent. Like, you're on TV. You've gotten a lot from the guy that you moved here for from Instagram. Now do what every other girl in LA does who does that. Find a better one.
Okay? Or at least make a turkey sandwich.
Or make a turkey sandwich. Yeah, your choice.
Yeah. So Jax does the only reasonable thing, which is finally change the subject from him to Tom and Lala. And he's gossiping about how Lala was trying to apologize and Tom was really upset. So this, of course, gets Stassi and Kristen riled up. And Kristen's like, I think the only person who can factually screw Lala over is James Kennedy. Seriously? Seriously.
She's like, she tells everyone she can't stand James, but like they were on Snapchat together, so... Do they hate each other and just pretend to be friends because they don't have friends? Are they just both trying to, like, get each other Snapchat people? Like, this is a mystery, and I'm going to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah. The world's biggest mystery. People who say they're not friends but then sometimes hang out.
Yeah. Crazy. Wow. And Stassi, I know for a fact that Lala is dating a married man, okay? And it's her word against mine, so we need proof from James. You know what you need? You need to get a fucking life. You also need to drop those shoulder pads, lose 20 pounds, and get a normal dye job. You look like a crazy fucking Muppet. You idiot. Why are you people keep going after people that have nothing to do with you? You're basically going after someone 10 years younger than you, most likely with a meth habit, and now he's going to be fat because he's addicted to ice cream. You know what? Go kick somebody else, you lame fucking bitch. I'm so sick of her, and I'm so excited to see her get her ass handed to her again.
Yeah, yeah. This is a battle she's going into, and I don't understand why. Like, I don't understand anymore the motives. I don't know why she's so bothered by Lala and her boyfriend at this point.
She's is so it bothered really... by everybody else. It's like Lala, James, Ariana, all these fucking people. Get a life, lady.
Yeah, but that's what we love Stassi for, being a busybody, a bitchy busybody.
She's an asshole.
So speaking of Lala, Lala and James, Lala shows up at James's apartment and she's like, do you have anything to drink? He's like, no, but I have ice cream. And then he tells us, The only time I scream is for ice cream.
This was another awkward James moment because he's like, I love it. It's so creamy and smooth. I love it in my mouth. It's like, oh, God. Yeah. There's a way to squash those gay rumors, James.
He's like, it's cream. It's delicious. That's pretty much everything you want in your mouth.
I love swallowing it. It's like, oh, this show's so awkward. How does no one know?
He's like, wait a second. I think I'm getting some inspiration. All right. I'll scream. You scream. We'll all scream for ice cream. All right. Let's do it. Let's lay down the track. Lala. Okay. Ain't nobody screaming like I'm screaming for you, Mr. Ice Cream Man. I'm in good humor today. Oh, good. Good humor. Good humor. I'm in good humor. Tootsie Roll Pop. Okay. I'm just going with the flow now, Lala. You sing now, Lala. You.
All right. Here's your new song. Do 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 do. Wiggy 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 wiggy, darling.
Wiggy wiggy wiggy. Good humor. Ice cream. Häagen-Dazs. I speak German now.
All right, Lala, you're being a push-up right now.
You know what, Lala? You know what, Lala? I'm going to start you calling you now. You're my little New York super fudge chunk. That's what you are. You're my chunky monkey. Stop fat shaming Lala.
Yeah, I went to a gay bar the other day and I met a Klondike. Quite delicious. Little hard on the outside, but she went down just fine all the same.
What can I say? It's it.
Oh, good. So Lala comes over and she's like, are you reading? And he's like, just getting a little music knowledge. She's like, gross. He's like, you want ice cream? And she goes, I'm a grown-ass woman. Do you have any liquor? And he's like, no. Scream for ice cream, etc. And she's like, what happened to you? You used to like, I used to come over and you used to like pop bottles. And now you're all like, whatever, ice cream. He's like, well, I've been like, working out. Go ahead.
It's not always the best approach to someone trying to stop drinking, Lala. Like, we thought Sheena was pretty bad with Shay, but Lala just out and out just shames him.
Yes.
What's wrong with you eating ice cream? Why, you some pussy who doesn't drink anymore? Seriously. I need my mama.
Yeah, I'll get you a sponsor. Grey Goose. Okay? It's your sponsor. Next time you have a problem, call Grey Goose. She'll help.
He was like, I'm really hoping for a drumstick.
Ben and Jerry are taking care of that quite fine, thank you, darling. So he decides, as James does, when he gets offended about something, he immediately just turns it back on the other person. So he's like, yeah. What about the trip? Why didn't you go? I heard you didn't show up. And she's like, well, because Lala packed a suitcase, and then Lala decided not to take Lala's suitcase to the airplane. That's why.
Like, I'm like, just sick of all these suitcases full of negativity. Like, I don't want to be around that anymore. But you packed it with your own clothes, Lala. I don't care. They're negative clothes.
You mean Lala did? And James is like, well, thanks a lot, because that was my ticket to go. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
James, no, you still wouldn't have been going there, boy. Poor thing.
Yeah, exactly. So Lala says that she spent the weekend with her dog at the Beverly Hills Hotel. And he's like, oh, did your boyfriend pay for that? He's like, no, my mama paid for it, because I need my mama. He's like, well, then if your mama paid for it, then how come I couldn't go visit you? She's like, just wait, Elliot.
Yeah.
Lala invites you cordially to go to Malibu on a helicopter instead with friends.
Lala invites you to land the helicopter on Lala's friend's roof, which has a Lala helipad on it, Lala. And he's like, what? What kind of girl goes on a helicopter? Are you getting this from a boyfriend? And she's like, look, those girls at work are like the only girls in LA who ask how Lala is doing this, okay? For those girls to live here their whole life and not be on a private jet at least once, like, ask any bitch who's not ugly with tits, okay? They've done it. It's law. Love Lala.
I love how she's like, yeah, those girls are the only ones who ever are like, how do you pay for that? I'm like, but you realize that every single other person is asking that. They may not be asking it to your face, but it's not just the Vanderpump Rules kids.
Yeah, it's like her first job off of one of the boat girl things in Saudi Arabia. So it's like the first girls who don't understand
I love how she just – her reasoning for why she's able to get on a helicopter is she just says – dude, that's just the way it works in LA. I'm like, we actually know how things work in LA, and that's why I think people are thinking the worst of you right now. Because the way things work usually involves something on your knees.
Yes, that's not free, and someone's pooping on your face. Okay? That's all we see. We're like, poor thing, you cannot spray enough base on to rid the image of a guy from Saudi Arabia shitting on your face. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. I love.
Sorry,
Lala.
Did I just ruin your face?
I had no problem with that. I was just reflecting on how she had said that for all these girls to live in LA and never have been on a private jet, it's just like, I don't understand. It's like, it's not a given that when you arrive here, you know, a private jet just pulls up in front of your apartment in, you know, East Hollywood, in between, you know, Zanku Chicken and the auto body shop, and you hop in and you fly off somewhere. It's just not the way LA works. I'm sorry.
Unless you get your face shit on. So yeah. Stassi, Kristen at lunch. Okay. So they're stressed out to meet James, which I don't know why James even is meeting these idiots. But Stassi's like, if I could online shop right now, I'd totally be doing it. Because I'm stressful. Yeah. Like Amazon, am I right? And it just makes me laugh that stupid Stassi is going on Amazon to not feel depressed. But Lala is the model for most of those clothes. Like, literally the model for those clothes. Yeah, people are always posting, like, look, it's her on Groupon. Look, it's her on Amazon.
That's just the way it works. That's just what LA is. You, like, show up, and then you model for Groupon. That's just what it is.
And it's also funny that she's always modeling these really loose cotton dresses. They all look like what Katie picked out for the uniform.
It's probably the most torturous thing for Katie. She's like, I just think it's, like, really hurtful that she go out of her way to model things that I want to wear.
She totally gave my waitress dress idea to Amazon.
She's going to write an email when she's drunk to Amazon customer support saying, listen, I'm not telling you who should model for you because you're your own service, but I just find it to be really hurtful that you choose Lala instead of me. It's just, I just don't get it. Like, why? Like, who is this?
Oh, my God, what did I draw?
So,
okay. Oh, my phone.
Who cares? Stassi and Kristen are there. James shows up, and when he sits down, Kristen's like, okay, here's the sitch. I'm just going to be straight up about this. Lala's a hoe, she's a bitch, and she literally terrorizes Katie. All she ever did was say that Katie had a winter body.
And that she wanted to fuck Tom, and that she, We get a list of it from Katie later. But I like that she's like, I don't want to see James, but if it means I can fuck Lala over, I'll take one for the team. Like, you're an idiot. So comes in. He's got kind of teary eyes, and he's wiping his nose. So, you know, congratulations on staying away from the drink. Next up, Coke. Like, baby steps, darling. So, she's like, she's a hoe and a bitch. And then James is like, I don't know anything about Lala. She doesn't tell anything. And he's like, no one said anything. And Stassi goes, yeah, but she's fucking a married dude. It's not like it's a secret. Like, everyone knows it. Like, everyone. Like, seriously, everyone knows it. Why do you have to call a lunch with James?
Yeah. And by the way, James is so impressionable. I mean, he would just do terribly on Survivor because they're like, well, Lala says that she doesn't like you. So he's like, oh, really? Well, guess what? He has an NDA. Okay? Read it, bitch.
Yes. He's so easy to sway.
Yeah.
He would rat on anybody.
So basically they went to Coachella. James, Lala, Tom, and Ariana, they went to Coachella and they stayed at this amazing, amazing house that Lala's boyfriend got for them, and they got all this special access, etc. But James said, like, one of the conditions was that he had to sign an NDA that declared that he was never allowed to talk about the boyfriend ever, 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 ever.
Yeah, and so he whips out his phone because he's got a picture of this NDA. And they're like, oh, my God. And Kristen's like, oh, the NSA, like, they're ruining the country. It's like, no, non-disclosure, darling. Non-disclosure.
Where's Shaq's dick?
Now they're really mad about NDAs or whatever. And Kristen's like, you signed an NDA? And he's like, well, I'm sure Tom and Ariana got one. Otherwise, they couldn't stay in the house. And Stassi's like, yeah, but I have my suspicion about NDAs because they never, ever say anything bad about Lala. And then it cuts to Tom being like, but they give Range Rovers away for free sometimes and all this stuff.
Yeah, all this. It was supposed to be like a Usual Suspects Kaiser Soze moment, but it just wasn't. It was just times when they sort of casually stood up for Lala in the face of evil. Like, no, she's not that bad. NDA. Meanwhile, Kristen's probably like, trying to still understand how James could be a professional basketball player. Like, no, it's NDA, not NBA, Kristen.
Oh.
NDA, I love that drug. It's like X.
Like, what's up with Lala's boyfriend offering people contracts to play in the NBA? Like, that's so fucked up. That makes sense as to why Tom likes sports now.
I didn't know he was good at basketball, but whatever. So, let's see.
I can't believe you went to business school because of this guy. No, that's MBA.
Also, they're so stupid because a non-disclosure wouldn't say they can't be mean to Lala. It just says they can't say who her boyfriend is or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't think they really understand how that works. It doesn't cover Lala. It only covers him. Stupid.
Kristen's like, well, I, for one, refuse to have my life dictated by special interest groups. They're like, no, that's the NRA, not an NDA.
Oh. Seriously.
Well, one time my son did NHL.
One time I called up NHL and was like, where's my package? And they're like, that's DHL. I was like, oh.
One time I signed an ATT and it was so hard to get a new phone. I had to wait like 2 years for a new iPhone.
So I still think it's weird that our time zone is in PDF. That's weird.
That's PST.
Huh? Isn't that what soldiers get?
No, that's PTSD.
I'm not paying for Adobe Acrobat.
I don't want to join the circus. It just closed. Why would anyone pay for Adobe Acrobat when they treat animals so poorly? So poorly.
I'm going to hashtag that and put it on a t-shirt.
So they're done with the meeting, and James is like, am I done here? Pussy. And Stassi's like, yeah, that was actually kind of fun. Thank you very much for your services. And then they just laugh evilly as he walks away like the little wuss he is. Rat! You know, James, you've gone low on this show before, but you're turning on the only person who was ever nice to you by ratting. I mean, now you're adding rat to your au revoir.
Well, maybe he just wants her to break up with her awful, awful boyfriend. Whoever that may be.
No, maybe he's just awful and he thought that these girls were actually going to make an effort to be nice to him and help him get back into work.
Listen, he's not in a sober state. He's just high on ice cream. He just can't be held accountable for the things he does in that creamy, creamy state.
Yes, we all know what chubby hubby can do to a man. We've all been there, y'all.
So then, very exciting things because we meet Brittany's mom, who to me sort of looked like a photo negative of Caroline Ray. You know,
that is such a good, I'm sorry, I was drinking coffee. That is such a good call. And they actually just showed Caroline Ray on some new Hollywood Squares type thing. And she does look like brown haired, overly tanned Caroline Ray,
but with, she looks with, like light lips.
Yeah. She put like suntan lotion only on her lips. Or like sunblock only. She's got like white lips and then like a dark brown face. It's weird. It's a little weird.
Yeah. So anyway, her name is Sherry.
I hate that I had to take y'all's bed. So real sorry about that.
I'm like, oh good. You slept in Jax's bed.
Yeah, I'm more sorry for you, lady.
God, no kidding. You feeling a little itchy in your snitchy? I mean,
she probably
disgusting.
Went into that bed. She probably went into that bed white and came out tan. Why are you looking at me so crazy, Brittany?
She probably just naturally wears Advantage as her perfume anyway, being from Kentucky. It's $30 a month, but I'll tell you what, I haven't had a tick since I had Brittany.
I just put it on my neck. Back of my neck. I just have to take pills. I hate it. They had to hide in my food. I'd be like, well.
I'll tell you what. I used to put Frontline on, but I classed it up a little bit over the years. Now it's Advantage only for me.
So they start talking about how they're from a farm in Kentucky from a very religious family. I'm like, uh-huh. Your daughter just hoed it up and moved out of town for some dick she found on Instagram.
Yeah, so exactly. She's from a religious family.
Yeah.
Well, she fits the bill.
One thing about our family is we're on our knees a lot. It's like, yep, well, all right. Chip off the old block there.
Yes. Jax says something about how he doesn't want to raise a family in LA. Is this when they're driving? No, it's not.
No, it's still when they're at their house. And I just wrote, this is hilarious that this girl is with Jax and she's from a place called KY. It's like perfect. It is perfect.
Yeah. Jack says that he doesn't want to raise a family in LA. He wants to go to Florida and raise a family there. I'm like, is that really a trade up?
She goes, we'd love Florida. I'm like, of course you do. It's like the same thing. It's like a different neighborhood of the same America, you know, with beaches. But he comes in carrying coffee from Starbucks and she's like, did you get us coffee? And he's like, no, we spent like $200 on a Keurig, so you can make your own. I'm like, classy. This is going to go well.
He's like, I don't have to make my own, but you have to make your own.
And she said, "Nah, did you ever start going to church?" And he's like, "Yeah, I'm not really a fan of, you know, churches with, like, they throw dust on you and there's, like, those big organs. Like, I can't relate to millions of years ago."
I think the throwing the dust, that's not a thing, right?
He's talking about incense. They put incense in these swinging balls.
And, yeah.
In Catholic church, and they come down swinging them, and there's like a little smoke that comes out of them or whatever.
Right.
Frankincense. Yeah. Is it frankincense? I don't know. Incense. Like,
you're asking a Jewish person, so I don't know.
Well, there's so many different kinds of Christians. I don't know what they do. I don't know what kind of damn church he went to. But she says, Jax, I go to a Pentecostal church. We don't do that. And he's like, that sounds like a cult.
So then we go to, so now it's time for Katie's shower in Eagle Rock. I don't know why I wrote down Eagle Rock. Like, when I saw that it was happening in Eagle Rock, for some reason it bothered me, but that's because I have a thing against Eagle Rock and it's based off of nothing. I just feel like it's very far and inconvenient to get to, but,
And it sounds so fancy. Like there would be, I don't know, like an Indian casino at least. I mean, Eagle Rock, but then you get there and you're like, oh, it's just bowling a alley further away Glendale. Like, I'm not driving.
You have to take
here.
Like one extra highway to get to it. It's really annoying.
Yeah, and everyone's Eagle Rock. That's like the new thing. It's like the new Silver Lake. I'm like, no, it's not. It's really far. And I'll just move back to Texas.
I really hate when people do that, when they really try to push Eagle Rock or Highland Park. I'm like, no, I don't want to take the 110 or the 2 to get to you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so, one time anyway, I was telling my friend, she's like, why don't you just move to Glendale? It's amazing. And I was like, well, it's far. And she goes, far from what, though? Do you ever think about that? Like, far from what? Like,
nice deep odors. How about that? Far from nice odors. So Kristen, so the girls are getting ready for this shower because Katie doesn't know what's going to happen. And Kristen's like, Katie's wedding is so important. She's like, I'm like willing to put things in my life on hold for this shower. I'm like, what exactly are you putting on hold? Is it your audition for Saturday Night Live?
I could have been picking t-shirts right now.
And Sheena's excited too. And we know this because she goes, I'm really excited for this bridal shower.
Everybody gets a bottle of tequila when they leave.
And she says, she goes,
I'm really excited, but like, I wish I knew how much it costs. I mean, husband's $200 at Taco Bell. Like,
Shush, print to canvas lady.
Katie. They just copied her order off of her order at home app.
They just call up Taco Bell and like, listen, our friend is a big fan. Can you look up her frequent purchases? Yeah, well, she's in our system as one of our loyalty reward members. She's a pioneering member. Yes.
Oh, she, Katie. Yeah, she's the one who just told Maria, our window lady, that she's a stupid boop and to suck up boop. Like, yep, that's her.
Katie Maloney, she's the one who told us that she really likes us and she really respects us, but she thinks it's really fucked up that sometimes we serve Lala tacos, right? Yeah, great. Yeah, we have her order right here.
Hey, let me talk to them. Hey, Taco Bell, now if someone dings you, don't you break? I mean, how do you make a bell out of a taco?
I once tried to eat the Liberty Bell over in Philadelphia, but it wasn't made of taco. I broke my teeth. That's why there's a crack in it.
So stupid. So Stassi breaks the news. She's like, we met with James. And Kristen's like, yeah, they had like, NDA. Blah. And Sheena went like this.
That's the sound of her brain breaking. That's what I imagine.
Oh my God. I was laughing so hard. She's like, what the hell, Sheena?
I can't believe she signed an NDA 3 years after my wedding.
So Stassi's like, yeah, well, I want to know if he signed it because they were at Coachella. I'm going to ask. I'm going to ask Ariana. Like, that's her big thing. So back in the car, Mom and Jax are driving, and the mom's giving Jax. Yeah.
Wait, I just want to say quickly, before you say what you're going to say, they're driving through Silver Lake, and the mom goes,
Rodeo Drive, where's that?
And for anyone who lives in Los Angeles, it's like hilarious because they're so far from Beverly Hills, but like they're driving by the Astro Diner, and for some reason she's like expecting Rodeo Drive to pop up sometime soon.
It's like, where's the Hollywood sign? Where's that Hollywood sign? I want to see that.
Where's Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling? I thought they're supposed to be dancing around here somewhere. In that movie they named after that waitress in your restaurant.
You know Lala, you know I loved her film. Great movie.
It's not her movie.
That's Kristen just bellowing somewhere. She's so mad at all the credit Lala's getting these days in the awards award circuit.
I'm boycotting the awards. I'm not gonna watch the Oscars. I will not support Lala
or her land.
You know that Lala probably just got that land from some old rich dude because she's a whore.
So they're talking, the mom's just basically pressuring Jax about marriage. And she's like, well, you know, how long are you thinking? Maybe a year, maybe two. And he's like, God, look, it's not the 60s anymore. And she's like, well, great. She's looking so pissed. And then Brittany's
she's
trying
like,
to
what?
Be.
What? It isn't?
It's like, no one told my lips that. So she's getting pissed off, like visibly pissed off. And in the back seat, Brittany goes, time's a ticking for you. I fucking
another
love
day,
Brittany.
Another dollar.
Another day, another dollar. So Katie arrives and they give her this like Snapchat filter flower hat thing. And I'm like, oh, darling. Yeah.
Well, and also Stassi is grumbling because she's mad that Ariana gets to be like a groomsman and hang out with the girls. Like, Katie didn't want you here. She wanted you here 0%, and you're here 100%. Just relax.
Yeah, so I just, you know, Snapchat flower filter. Like, could they not find the youth filter?
Poor Katie. She showed up at her own shower looking extra Japanese horror movie-ish. Her hair was just like down in front of her face. All her clothes were just like droopy and drapey. Her pants, dress, whatever it was, just drapey and saggy, and everything was just like, it's like
blob.
A car wash.
It was
yeah.
like a blob. And then they enter. They brought her to this mansion. Stassi's like, yeah, well, like, we really care about Katie, so we got a mansion because, you know, like, so maybe it costs a little more. Like, our friend's happiness is worth it. I'm like, mm-hmm, okay. That is the ugliest ass mansion. A, B, white stained carpet, and C, Eagle Rock. That don't count.
I was about to say.
I mean, girl.
I was about to say.
A mansion in Eagle Rock. Did you get her a fucking helicopter to bring her here, too? You should have been nicer to Lala.
That's just how it works in L.A. But not in Eagle Rock. Can't believe we had to go to Eagle Rock.
Well, they made a Taco Bell tower for the catering, because I guess they blew their wad on the Eagle Rock mansion.
They were being ironic. It's ironic. It's like high-low culture. Like, hello, Katie. It's high-low culture.
Hello. Hello.
Shock. So, speaking of high-low culture, Lisa Vanderpump arrives, which was shocking considering that Lisa Vanderpump went to Eagle Rock.
That really is. I mean, she really loves this job if she's going all the way to Eagle Rock.
That's dedication, by the way. That's real dedication, going to Eagle Rock when you're Lisa Vanderpump. She must have been on the way to Erica Jane's house or something. Because that's the next stop on the express.
So, yeah, Lisa comes and she immediately meets Brittany's mom and she's like, oh, hello. Like, she's talking to this feeble, old, sad person. Like,
yes.
You gave birth to Brittany. How does that feel for you, darling?
You are fine, right? I guess.
That must still hurt, darling. Tell me. So, she's saying, so how well do you know Jax? And she's like, well, he's been to the country. He's been to Kentucky. She's like, how did he do in a farm, darling? Did the animals suddenly have looser buttholes on his way out? Any pregnant goats?
Sherry was like, well, I just want to get Jax to church. And LVP was like, well, first you have to get him out of jail first. I was like, ooh. She's like, jail, I don't understand it.
She's like, hey, a lot of people go to church in jail.
Our family's totally behind it. Shit, you get more religious in jail. Especially around parole time. Patrol time.
Especially
around parole time. Oh, everyone finds Jesus around then, girl.
Yeah. Well, I like... So at one point, Brittany was like, well, if Jax breaks my heart, I'm going to break his dick. And then Lisa Vanderpump did a Brittany impersonation. It was so funny. Lisa Vanderpump was like, oh, that poor girl. She's like, if you break my heart, you'll break your dick. I was like, whoa, Lisa Vanderpump, where'd that come from? I know she could do impersonations.
She's done Brittany a couple of times. It's always really funny. I think she did one when Brittany showed up in underwear to do the job interview. So that's funny. Right. So meanwhile, the boys are having lunch at El Coyote, which I love that place. They're like, yeah, four shots of Don Julio. And she goes, okay, let's get this party going. Little old lady waitress. Marisol. I love that.
Yeah. It's Marisol from Marriage Mass in Houston.
That was so cute. So all the girls are pretending that this marriage is okay, because that's how girls do. They're like, congratulations. Yeah. And all the boys are like, don't. Do it. Yeah. Don't do it.
Tom Schwartz says, well, I don't like the concept of marriage, but I want to see Katie happy, so I'll marry her. I'm like, wow, that's just so much romance right there. I mean, I can really feel the love and the passion. Nothing like sad compromise to kick off a wedding, right?
Yeah. Yay. Congratulations. So let me see. So then Sheena, they're doing gifts over at the girls' house.
Katie's in her element. She's sitting in a throne. Everyone's on the floor. She just looks like a pile of rags.
She looks like an anthropology, like, return aisle. You know, everything's just piled on the floor waiting for hangers.
She does. She really does.
So she's opening gifts, and Sheena gives her hers, and she's like, this is something new and something old and something blue, but they're all blue.
It's basically a book about Blue's Clues. I find it to be a very stimulating read.
I don't know why that made me laugh.
Blue just wouldn't tell me where everything is.
Fucking Sheena.
I just got you lots of blue stuff, but this one's possibly new.
I think I'll have one of each of the prime blue cocktails.
Katie's like, thanks. And then she gets lingerie from someone, and she's trying to figure out how it would even go on, because it's like this stringy thing. And she's like, yeah, see, this is why I don't wear lingerie.
Yeah, so, like, it's inside out. Meanwhile, Vanderpump is probably like, oh, finally a good uniform.
So let's see. Vanderpump gives her the best gift. She's like, darling, you know, I've been married for a long time and it gets tedious. So I heard there was this lady named Katie. And it's a blow up doll. Katie Cougar, the blow up doll.
Yeah.
And then Katie showed some sense of humor. She's like, oh, wow, Lisa, this is actually perfect because it looks like a mixture between me and you. And, you know, like, he likes me not to talk, and he wants to fuck you. So it's perfect. Perfect.
I love how this blow-up doll comes with, like, lots of oversized, drapey clothes.
Could you spray it with some of your perfume so we can start getting hard-ons again? That would be great. Now there's a gift. So Sheena and Ariana and Stassi and Katie. This so the girls decide they're going to attack Ariana.
Yeah.
And Sheena's like, guys. Like, hey, Ariana, we heard some interesting info. It's like, yeah, we met with Jam, so we heard about an NDA agreement.
Yeah, and Ariana was like, well, yeah, I never got one. I actually never saw the boyfriend. I saw Jam's and Lala for like 2 seconds. And, you know, Stassi's like, she's lying. She's totally lying. And Katie was like, you know, I hate that, like, Ariana, that you're defending Lala. I'm like, well, then why did you bring it up? Why did you put her in a position where she has to defend Lala?
Yeah, she wasn't even defending her. She just said that she didn't sign an NDA. She's like, we just went there. We didn't see a guy at all. We just stayed in this house, and that was it. And she's like, yeah, but I just don't like that you're defending her. She's not. And then she's like, yeah, well, what did Ariana say back? She's like, yeah, but what about... She said something to defend herself. Like, well, what about what you guys say about...
Somehow it got to Kristen. I had a little bit of trouble following it, but somehow it was, they were comparing the situation to Kristen. Like, you could say that Kristen has said a lot of shit about you, but you've said a lot of shit about Kristen.
Oh, yeah. Well, I remember what it was, because she goes, that's not cool that she's like with a married guy. Like, how do you think the wife feels? And Ariana said, yeah, but what about the guy? Like, he's the married one. And Sheena goes, you're defending her again. Like, you're defending her. And Katie's like, I don't get it. Like, you barely know her. It doesn't add up, you know? And then she goes, Lala fat shamed me. She said she wanted to fuck my boyfriend, you know? And then she even ditched Ariana for her trip. And they're still standing up for her. Really? And then Ariana's like, well, Kristen said bad things about you and you're fine with it.
Yeah.
And exactly. then it started getting ugly.
And then I think maybe there's also part of it that, like, you know, they defended Kristen when Kristen was saying shit about Ariana too. And somehow it got this implication like, well, you and Kristen both did terrible things to each other. And Ariana's like, no, you know, I like Kristen was above and beyond awful to me and she was terrible. And then Stassi then gets on this thing of like that Ariana doesn't care that she stole Kristen's boyfriend or that Lala's dating a married man. They're trying to paint Ariana as this like morally bankrupt.
Yes. Like they're sticking up for her because she also stole a boyfriend. Like,
but like Ariana did not steal a boyfriend at all. They kissed, they shared a kiss and Kristen was objectively awful, truly terrible. And Kristen, by the way, slept with Jax.
Yeah. It's like Stassi, Kristen fucked your boyfriend while you were with him.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. And now it's all of a sudden Ariana stole it. No, what happened was that Tom dumped Kristen's ass and then realized, wait a second, Ariana's super cool and she's super hot. Why don't I date her instead? That's how it worked.
Yes, exactly. And Stassi starts getting all nasty, like she's trying to basically call this girl a whore. And she's like, she doesn't care. Oh, she goes, she doesn't care that she fucked Kristen's boyfriend. She doesn't care that she's fucking up Katie's bridal shower either. I'm like, you're the one starting a fight.
I know. I love that. She's ruining Katie's bridal shower. Seriously. Like, who does that? I'm like, Ariana was just standing there drinking like a cocktail.
Yeah. She's like, look, I'm not even going to try and be in a fight with like some weird fight with you guys. And Stassi's like, well, like, look, we've all said things about our friends. And she goes, no, I haven't. I don't talk shit about that. I don't do that to my friends. And Stassi goes, then why are you here? And she goes, because I care about Katie. I don't give a fuck about you. Like, I'm not here for you. And Stassi goes, okay. So rude. And then she, like, runs out to cry again.
Well, she goes, that's so rude. I liked how even before that happened, Katie was trying to say something, and then Katie was like, it's my fucking bridal shower. And she just walks away.
Yeah, it's like I'm getting upset.
Yeah. And then I liked also when Stassi was saying that thing about, like, listen, we all have been in fights with friends where we haven't talked for like a year, and Ariana said, like, not me. And then Stassi goes, well, then don't be here.
Yeah, Stassi tried to use that a lot today, where she was saying, oh, well, we've all been in fights with our friends, or when Brittany was hurt about the dick pic thing, she's like, well, I guess we've done so many terrible things to each other in this group that we don't even care. Like, we just think it's funny. I'm like, that's not good, Stassi.
Yeah,
good, you know? She's talking about it like it's this great thing. Like, at least you found other people to be fucking awful in this world with.
Yeah, and I like the logic that when Ariana says that she doesn't have girlfriends that she fights with, and Stassi says, so don't be here, like, you're only allowed to be here if you're willing to get into a fight that could last 2 years.
Yeah, exactly. What losers. but overall, a really fun episode, and I absolutely loved watching Ariana hand Stassi's ass to her again.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, cool. Stassi never fucking learned. She keeps trying to come up against Ariana, and Ariana hands her her fat ass every single time. You go, girl.
Yeah, no. Stassi is pretty vicious in life, but she just can't go up against Ariana because Stassi has nothing. She has nothing on her side. She has rumors. She has conjecture.
And none of it has to do with her.
Yeah, you know? That's the thing. She doesn't really have an axe to grind in this, except that it cements her position as the queen bee amongst her girls.
And she's, you know, not
going to bat. Loyalty.
Yeah, and she's not. She's just some lame girl who just walks around wanting some husband to abuse, and she can't even find one that'll stay with her. It's like, shut up, Stassi. Like, you're awful. Go to therapy.
But it's amazing what being called a winter body can do, right? It can kickstart an entire season of drama. Because this is all just revenge for being called a winter body.
And then the previews are showing Tom and Drag going, "He's a battered wife, man! Look at him!" This show's amazing. All right, so everybody, that brings us to the end of Vanderpoop Drools. We will be back next week with this show. And we'll be back the rest of the week with some Summer House, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and we are going to do a little dip into the Married to Medicine pool, because some of you are not liking that we dumped that, so we will be undumping it this week.
A little bit.
We'll be going, because, you know, we got to catch up with some couples trip in Hawaii. That shit's hilarious. Anyway,
no comment.
Thank you, everybody, so much for being here. We will talk to you next time. Bye.
Bye.